sir.
So you have a mental block up there, which gives you a guilt feeling.
Yes, sir.
Which condemns yourself.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So when you're praying, you're trying to secretly get into yourself and try to weed these guilt feelings out.
Yes, sir.
Knowing very well when you get through that your mind is still going to drift in that particular way because the mathematics never lie. You're aboriginal.
Yes, sir.
So your mind's got to be able to go through all that, but the true knowledge of the understanding of this, you know that it's natural for you to be like that. Your mind's go through them, but not to participate in them. You don't have to participate in something because you're thinking at something.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So when you're sitting up there praying not to have those kind of thoughts, you're just wasting your time.
Yes, sir.
And then you feel guilty when you have those kind of thoughts. Then you say, well, what the hell is the use? I might as well go on to hell anyway because I can't be like the rest of the people. You can't show me nobody over here that's an aboriginal black man that doesn't have them aboriginal thoughts.
That's right. Yes, sir.
We're not original. We're aboriginal.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So no sooner than you get to praying, your thoughts goes right back to the aboriginal state.
Yes, sir.
The mathematics don't lie.
Yes, sir.
Aboriginal means thoughts that are not pure in their original form.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That means your thoughts are still. When you lay in the bed at night and sleep, you can't control the dreams. The dreams are going to go through aboriginal dreams, mixed-up dreams, pure dreams, what you might call a holy than thou dream, then it might drift off into what you might call sinful dreams.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you're seeing yourself jacking off of something, or playing with yourself, or seeing something of a love fair that you have, or something.
Yes, sir.
If that's just on its own because you're an aboriginal being.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you was original and pure and hadn't been tampered with, then you would only receive original thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about look within the love God and the presence. That's what it is. I'm going to confess to myself. I'm going to want you to look within inside of yourself and be a knowing that.
Yes, sir.
That's what Master Wallace D. Muhammad is here. You can't tell me that you've been sitting out. That's how I'm not being for real with yourself.
Yes, sir.
You can sit out there and tell me you've never had no thoughts purely of sex no more.
Yes, sir. That's right, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
Even though there are certain things that you don't want to ever do again, your mind still drifts through them right quick.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
I am talking about truth.
Yes, sir.
I am not talking about falsehood or beef knowledge. I am talking about knowing knowledge.
Yes, sir.
That's like praying that a fart don't smell like a fart when you fart. And the fart got to mathematically smell like that, what you done consume in its rotted, fermented state.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to fight, but you want it to be a cool breeze of fresh air.
Yes, sir.
Pray all you want, it's not going to be no fresh air.
That's right.
But it is fresh air to that what lives off that type of environment.
Yes, sir.
Just like carbon monoxide is a form of fresh air to green plants.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it wonderful to be a knower?
Yes, sir.
But thankful for Allah, so that we don't succumb within inside of ourselves and think because we have them thoughts that we can't make it into the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, sir.
So I might as well just go on out there, because I'm not like them other people. I see that they don't have them thoughts. Well, if you see that they don't have them thoughts, then you must be seeing in an incorrect manner, because they have them.
That's right, sir.
A girl has them. This minister who listens to this tape or any other tapes or anybody reads it has them thoughts.
That's right, sir.
Or he wouldn't even be able to talk about some of the evil things that people do. Because when you say, and you talk about, you say, some of the people out there are doing some very evil things. You think of the evil things that they're doing when you make that statement.
Yes, sir.
Whether you're consciously aware of it or not.
Yes, sir.
How would you know it was evil things that they were doing out there?
That's right.
Oh, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So there is a right way to have those thoughts, and there is a so-called wrong way to have those thoughts, but to a knower, it is neither right nor wrong. It's all about fulfilling the singing song of the Creator.
Yes, sir.
And it's the same old song all around the world and all over the universe, wherever you go, boy or girl.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
Yes. now we get to the little rat, the gopher family. It was really a gopher, and all you do is just manifest that gopher a couple of times over in 9 years after you take it through and treat it with a certain type of glands from a cat and different things, you know, or from the dog, I mean, because, see, the cat, they artificially dissect the sperm from the cat and ingest it artificially into the dog, but you don't want the sperm from the dog. What you want to do is you want the glands, you want the fluid from the glands in his neck. You understand what I'm saying? And you take that fluid and you inject this fluid into this gopher, this rodent, and then in 9 years that gopher will grow too big to go back into the ground.
Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir.
And that's what you will have, that thing called boar. That hog.
Yes, sir.
That dog didn't go stick his sexual organs in no little gopher's butt or vagina to produce nothing.
Yes, sir.
The sperm would be too large for the creature.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And through tampering with that gland of that dog, after you got that sperm of the cat into that dog, that jackal, when you took it from her, it's what resulted in that hyena.
Yes, sir.
Burgling.
Yes, sir.
It shows that something has been trapped within its genetic off branch.
Yes, sir.
And that's why you see that jackal, that hyena dog, cat, you will find that's why he's got the cat color on him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's what brought the hyena into existence. And left him with the ability only to gurgle, like he's laughing, because the scientists tampered with his glands, took the fluid out of his glands, and injected it into the gopher. And after 9 years, the gopher grew too large to go back into the ground.
Yes, sir.
And they herded them things together and sent them over into the hills and came sides up Europa.
Yes, sir.
And that's what also brought about the tampering with the cat. That's what also brought about that mutation of these so-called Siamese kittens, cats and stuff.
Yes, sir.
It brought them into the lower species. A smaller structure. I'm not going to get off into all this. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad would never call this knowledge a lie.
Yes, sir.
He would never condemn it. He would use the sleight of a tongue if the little babies was getting a hook to it and they didn't understand it.
Yes, sir.
He would say, well, then let that burden be upon me when the Master Wallace Deep Elijah Muhammad, or the Supreme Being who is Allah God in the prison, Master Wallace Deep Elijah Muhammad, want to know why you didn't give them this. I didn't feel as if they could handle it.
Yes, sir.
So he shipped that knowledge off. You know, Moses was always cutting knowledge off to the people because they was having too much problems with the believing knowledge.
Yes, sir.
And he still wanted the people to know one of the main things that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad came to teach them, that Master Bala Tifa Muhammad had him teach them, is to prepare them for this person here, Master Jay.
Yes, sir.
They would know who the Allah is, that one that would come. Not talking about Master Wallace Deep Elijah Muhammad. Now, Master Wallace Deep Elijah Muhammad doesn't come and going about doing his job.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, all praise due to Allah God and the person of Master Wallace Deep Elijah Muhammad, especially for the message of the Muslim. This is the truth that we're getting at. And I'm quite sure that you can come at peace with yourself here. You can't come into peace thinking that you should not think these here thoughts about what these evil peoples is doing, or what you want to call evil peoples is doing. And as long as you've got them kind of thoughts, you can't be at peace. Then that's because you don't have the truth.
Yes, sir.
If you got the truth that you're aboriginal, and you check into the semantics of you being an aboriginal, then you know it's natural to have them thoughts, and then you can be at peace with having those kind of thoughts.
Yes, sir.
Just don't function by them.
Yes, sir.
It's natural for you to have those thoughts.
Yes, sir.
But you don't function by.
That's right, yes, sir.
I'd be a terror to tell you that I don't sit there and look at this Muslim sister come out and say, ooh, that's a beautiful Muslim sister. I've really got a beautiful relationship with that Muslim sister.
Yes, sir.
When you look and see a beautiful sister, you just don't only see a beautiful sister, you see the semantics too of an X-ray vision of her in your mind. about my business.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's natural for that. But it's not natural for you to go over there and stumble and try to be with that person.
Oh, yes, sir.
When you already got the other thing already established.
Yes, sir.
Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about truth.
Yes, sir.
This is what Brother Anselmo and so-called yourself and Allah God, the President of Master, Wallace, Yisrael, Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Allah, Muhammad, brought to me.
Yes, sir.
The J-man with the juice.
Yes, sir.
The juice being the essence of life. Okay, now, let's get back to where we're at. You got to take care of your bills and different things and everything. And you got to talk to Sister Anselmo and so-called KKDM to bring everybody up on that. Now, the thing I was telling you about, if we can possibly, then, if she can possibly get her the thing, Sister Anselmo and so-called Monique can get her thing to take care of down there, then we'll lean that way. And then, but I couldn't go when she would bring it up, but when I would bring it up.
Excuse me, sir, I'm not following on
so-called Monique. Okay, Sister Anselmo, so-called Monique, if we have to, then we'll go that way now of trying to get it so that she would be able to come down there to the meetings. Whatever it is, take for her to get the things in for her to come down to the meeting.
All right, yes, sir.
We will take and handle that as soon as we possibly can.
Yes, sir.
So until we get that did, but I wouldn't do it when she want to bring it up to do it, because then I wouldn't be who I am.
Yes, sir. Like I had the President Master Wallace Yafar Muhammad, Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, having to reflect on that. Yes, sir. I answer Muhammad so called down. Understand? Yes, sir.
Yeah, because we had to first learn the semantics and the meaning of this. What did it all mean to bring up this conversation and show you that the way of the difference between a way of believers do things and a no? Remember, the way the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad laid it down is for the believers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
And so my so-called Lorraine is a bit knowledgeable on this. I'll let her speak first, and I and so my so-called Donna may have a little input.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay. Log out the person, Master Wallace, before Muhammad is Master, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has me to know that Answer Muhammad so-called Monique had brought out to me that day when I said that she wanted to ask you about something.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What she was asking you that day, what she was saying, what she had relayed to me, was that she does not want to go down there to go through that process because of the situation that I think that they were on something, what you call seed time already or something.
Yes, ma'am.
And then that situation that had went on between her and Sister Valerie or whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
Then that they would bring all of that up and she would probably be put on to F time, and then she don't know how that process would go, that she didn't really want to go.
That would not allow, that would not necessarily apply.
Okay, yes, sir.
And we don't care, come what may.
Yes, sir.
Sir,
yes,
ma'am. Allah God and the Prophet Master Wallace Yafar Muhammad, Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I am not sure, but I do know Allah God and the Prophet Master Wallace Yafar Muhammad, Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the beings when we were in Dixon, I do know that they were to be put on seed time, and then they were told not to come back to the mosque court, and they did try to get them to go to the mosque in Sacramento as it was closer. But Allah God and the Prophet Master Wallace Yafar Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through remote control units, Master J-Man did not move to be that way at that time. But sir, they were speaking on terms of not meeting the charity and being late to so many meetings. This was to the degree that Allah God and the Prophet Master Wallace Yafar Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad,
let me say something right here.
Yes, sir.
If something is a charity, it's something that you do for a goodwill.
Yes, sir.
Now, if it's a charity, you can't force me to give it, because then it's no longer a charity.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, that's why I told you the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had a charity thing. He didn't make it mandatory for someone who is not a knower or a bare, real heavy believer to give their money.
Yes, sir.
If he wouldn't expect no homeless person living out in the street who didn't have no place to stay to come down there and heard the truth, and then all of a sudden they set the truth inside to get their action was working, how would he make it mandatory for them to give a charity?
Yes, sir. Sir?
Yes.
Well, I got in the person, Master Wallace Yafar Muhammad, Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I answer Muhammad so-called Donna would like for answer Muhammad so-called Lorraine to relay this to you.
Why me?
Yes.
Got to hurry up.
Sir, okay, Allah God, the first message was before Muhammad's Messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, just had me to reflect on when you were just speaking about charity, that when we were at the mosque here in Sacramento, the secretary, the minister had her to get up and speak and let us know that the sisters that would be signing for the exes and everything about speaking about the charities, and that it was mandatory that they keep this up, and if it was a problem with them being able to do it, that they had to present this and let it be known, and maybe they could work it out somehow. I just wanted to bring that out.
Okay, well, yeah, you tell them the problem is you don't have enough for themselves.
Yes, sir.